Which other peas or beans would also have diamine oxidase? Is it just the green peas?
Legumes. And legumes are different from each other. It would be the seedlings in each case because the diamine oxidase actually functions in helping the plant to make its structural components, the stems, for example, when the seed is developing. And so that's the function of diamine oxidase in the plant. So the other ones that one could try would be lentils and chickpeas. The diamine oxidase seems to be produced about, from the literature, starts about 3 days into the development of the pea or seedling. I mean, the pea itself, the seed. That's a seed, of course. And then goes on, I think it reaches a maximum around 10 days, and then it will decrease because it's no longer needed. We find from the literature that diamine oxidase actually is a protective enzyme, both for the human, that would be in the placenta, of course, but in the plant too. So when the plant is under stress, the plant increases its diamine oxidase during development. And so if a seedling develops during the it develops in darkness rather than in the light, it becomes what we call etiolated. But the diamine oxidase is about five times, if not more, the concentration that you would find in a seedling developing in the light. So actually, if a person wanted to go that route themselves, what I would recommend would be to grow the seedling yourself in the dark. So you put it in a seed bag or whatever and keep it in the dark. About 10 days later, then harvest the seedlings and use them more or less as a smoothie rather than eating them as they are. Because the diamine oxidase is attached to the cell wall, because it's there that it helps the plant to make its cell walls, make it strong. And it's only loosely connected to the cell wall. So if you put it in a blender and blend up these seedlings, you will find that the diamine oxidase is much more readily available to you. So what you do, of course, is just sort of take the etiolated plant stems, the little seedling stems, put it in a blender and make a sort of a smoothie. So that would be five times, if not more, the diamine oxidase content of the seedlings if they've just been grown as pea seedlings or from another legume.
Does it matter if they are soaked and then sprouted or grown in soil?
You can grow them in soil, of course, but it's much easier to do it just in water.
Yeah, I would think
Cleaner
it.
too, a lot cleaner. You don't want to
Exactly.
have contamination from the soil because you do not sterilize them. If you do, if you heat them and sterilize them, you're deactivating the enzyme, which is a protein. I would definitely not recommend growing them in soil. I've got a sprouter. It's a three-level sprouter, and you just put a layer of seeds, whatever you want to sprout, and then put the water in. Actually, you can buy mechanical ones where the water filters down automatically.
Those are lovely. Already bagged sprouts, I know, have varying histamine levels. Is that something that you think would be all right for some people, or do you recommend
Oh,
them?
yes. Yeah, there's a certain amount in, but as I said, the ones that would be used commercially to give a nice high level of diamine oxidase and concentrated would be from those grown in the dark.
And so pea sprout powder, would that mean that you would get more DAO? Well, we don't know what conditions they were grown under, obviously, but does
No.
more quantity mean more DAO? Not necessarily.
Well, you see, if you buy them commercially, so you buy the sprouts commercially, you'll see they're nice and green and healthy looking, mm-hmm. the ones that you'd want to put in your salad. They have a much lower concentration of thiamine oxidase. Mm. They've just got the amount that would be required for them to grow to that level. Okay. But when they're in the dark and they're struggling to grow, you know, you can just imagine how much stress there is for a plant struggling to grow and no light. They're not green, they don't look healthy, but they have a very high level, higher level of thiamine oxidase, because the thiamine oxidase is being produced by the plant to protect itself.
And how many, what kind of, for lack of a better word, what kind of dosage should we be looking at? Are we talking about tablespoons, cups, bowlfuls a day?
Very hard to say, because it's very hard to say exactly how much is actually in that,
exactly.
that plant. It's sort of the research indicates that up to 4% of the total protein content of the seedlings can be thiamine oxidase. Mm. But it's the problem being that it's also, being a protein, once it's in the digestive tract, it's sort of subject to digestion. Mm. And then, of course, the thiamine oxidase itself will be broken down in the process of protein digestion. Mm. So it's a matter of, seeing how much can be absorbed and how much, in fact, is still active after digestion. Mm. Okay. But it is absorbed in the small intestine, which means, that it's not got the whole length of the digestive tract to be exposed to digestive enzymes. So it's hard to say, you need a cupful per day. But if one can try that, it would be our experiment, is to find someone that does do well with this, and then see what they measure as their optimum amount.
Well, I can tell you, we've already had a few successes in just what would it be? It would be about 10 days, 2 weeks almost. And
I said that's great news.
Yeah, so we have...
because I always, in my practice, I've always very strongly urged people, use real food.
Exactly.
Try and avoid supplements as much as you possibly can, because the human race has been, for millennia, we've survived on pure foods, and, I don't like supplements.
Absolutely. So the people who have had the success, one of them has been juicing them. She said that as soon as she started juicing a cupful a day, she's noticed an incredible improvement, and she's tolerating more foods.
Yeah. juicing, that's exactly right, because what you're doing is getting the thiamine oxidase that is fairly loosely connected to the stems, but will be available much more readily if you get it away from the stems, yes.
Wonderful. And we have somebody else who's experiencing an incredible upsurge in energy and tolerance, and we have a few more people also reporting success, which is wonderful.
That is fantastic, because it is far better than waiting for some commercial operation to put it on the market.
I know for a lot of people, the problem is that the supplements are derived from pork, which is either a religious issue or a health issue. But people have been asking me, those who are salicylate intolerant, is it possible to get it from meat sources?
The thiamine oxidase is concentrated in certain organs. Mm-hmm. So it wouldn't be in the muscle meat that one can buy commercially. Mm-hmm. It would be in organs like kidney, which is where, of course, they got the pork from. Mm-hmm. The intestines, which is where our human thiamine oxidase is, and it's most animals too. Placenta, is very high. That's why so many women who are pregnant find that they've got a wonderful relief from their allergy symptoms or histamine symptoms while they're pregnant. Mm-hmm. But then, of course, after the baby's born, the placenta is no longer providing the diamine oxidase, which is actually there for protection of the fetus. So it's very specific to organs. You won't find it in the meat, which is the muscle meat.
A few people wrote into me because they do have access to the organ meats. Would that work for them if they're unable to tolerate the sprouts?
Possibly. The only thing that they would want, actually, as far as the organs would be concerned, probably the kidneys.
Okay, wonderful.
Mm. You know, in England, we tend to eat kidneys, but North Americans are not quite as willing.
No.
So, yeah, that is a possibility.